Hundreds of local World Food Programme workers locked the UN humanitarian haft in Bor today to protest their delay getting paid for their work. Moses Kwale, local WFP worker, says he and his colleagues are unhappy about the delay of their salaries for about 3 months without any clear explanations. He says UN workers walk off the job today and lock the gates to pressure the UN.
We have locked the gates and we are not opening until they tell us substantial information about our payment. We have been working and our families are suffering. Then why work? So we will open only when they give clear information that can be trusted. So no movement in and out.
Rebecca Achul, a cleaner with the UN agency in Jonglei State, says the WFP should pay her so she can buy food for her family.
We are not doing something bad. What we want is our right. If WFP is here to support the vulnerable people, then why give deaths here to the workers who are helping it do their works with ease and without problem?
Efforts to reach Martha Ngola, who heads the field office for the World Food Programme in Bor, as our office assistant said, she is not authorized to speak to the media on behalf of WFP. Torma Jungwe, the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission Director in Jonglei State, says he is aware of the strike. Gwe says many UN flights were cancelled and some humanitarian activities were affected. Tuong Majuk, the Jonglei State Acting Governor, says he has dispatched security forces to convene the workers to open their gates.
The compound is used for so many UN agencies and not only for World Food Programme, because they were protesting of World Food Programme, laymen of the World Food to give money to the contractor. And that's why they closed that one. So we told them it is not the right to close the main gate for the old agencies not to operate. I sent security forces this morning to go and talk to them.
The acting governor says the actions of WFP workers is harming humanitarian services in the state. He says the striking workers should reopen the gates and monitor their case of not being paid in a peaceful manner through dialogue with their employer. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.